Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and today we are joined by Cindy Sampson. You may know Cindy better as Mrs. Frisco. Today we're going to learn a little bit more about how she became Mrs. Frisco and what the responsibilities of that position are. You're also going to find out a little bit more about the charities she's involved with and how we can help her go on to become Mrs. Texas. So we are here today with Cindy Sampson, a.k.a. Mrs. Frisco. Welcome to the Frisco Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question I have is, how did you become Mrs. Frisco? I didn't even know until maybe a couple years ago that this was even out there.
Right. A lot of people aren't aware that there's a Mrs. organization that is out there. There's actually quite a few. The one that I'm involved in is Mrs. Texas International, and it's a nice avenue because it allows for Mrs. to be able to run into pageants, and they look at more substance and more platform. And I was inspired to run for Mrs. Frisco by my son Tyler, who is born an amputee.
Mm-hmm. And he's here with us today, hanging out. How you doing, Tyler? How did you actually then become Mrs. Frisco? What does that process look like? Is there a pageant?
Well, what there is an interview process. So you apply online through a written interview. You submit that, and it goes in front of a board with the international system. They review all the women that want to become Mrs. Frisco, Mrs. Plano, whatever you want to be. And they choose whoever they think would be the perfect candidate. And then they call you back and you have a phone interview, and then they let you know, yes, we've selected you. And then you go on to run for Mrs. Texas.
Okay. So is that something you're doing or in the process of?
I ran for Mrs. Texas back in March.
Okay.
And I was very close to winning. So the great thing about this organization is, even though I did not win Mrs. Texas this year, I still can run as Mrs. Texas in 2016.
Okay.
So I am technically Mrs. Frisco 2016 unless I decide I want to give up that title.
Okay. And how long do you hold on to the title for your city?
I will always be Mrs. Frisco 2015. I will always be Mrs. Frisco 2016. But then if I win Mrs. Texas next year, then I will be known as Mrs. Texas 2016. But I will always be Mrs. Frisco.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Okay. But so there's nobody that comes along and necessarily replaces you.
No, they would just be... If I won Mrs. Texas 2016, then there would be Mrs. Frisco 2017, and it wouldn't be me.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But if you chose to stay in this role indefinitely, then you are
right.
Mrs.
If
Frisco?
If I never won Mrs. Texas, I could be Mrs. Frisco all the way up until, I believe there's an age limit, but I'm not sure what that age is.
Gotcha.
So.
Good deal. Okay. So what are the... What are the responsibilities of holding that title? I see that you're very active in a lot of things, but
yes.
What are you actually responsible for?
Well, I'm responsible for promoting my platform, which is called Equipped for Success, which is, as you know, raising awareness and educating others about all the resources available for amputees and their families. And then I also promote the official platform for Mrs. Texas International, which is the American Heart Association Go Red for Women campaign.
Okay. So. What about other just sort of community, not necessarily awareness, but just being active? I mean, I see you do things like Rough Rider Games. And
yes, I'm always
out there a lot.
I'm always active, and that's part of my community service, is to reach out to the community, make them aware of events that are going on in the city, reach out to other programs, see if they need my assistance. So that's what I do.
Okay. Do you get asked to come to a lot of things?
And I do.
Yeah. What sort of things do they like you to do when you come out there? Is it mostly just promotional? Is it I would imagine a lot of pictures and all that kind of stuff?
A lot of pictures. Last year, I was at the July 4th event at Frisco Square. And my responsibility was to be an MC for the Dallas Cowboys, their dance squad, which is the rhythm and blues dancers. Mm-hmm. And I introduced them all day, and they did several performances. And then Mayor Amasso wonderful guy. I love him.
He is. Yeah, we've got him on the show. He's awesome.
He is. Yeah. He's so wonderful. He invited me out to the lighting of the Christmas tree in Frisco Square. So I got to see it up on stage. But a lot of the times I like to go to the festivals and walk around and talk to the little girls or the kids and inspire them and tell them, you know, if there's something that you want to do, do it. Don't let any challenge that comes along your way stop you from pursuing your dreams.
Very good. Very good. Well, it sounds like you've been a good role model for the community.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep going. What does it mean to you personally to be Mrs. Frisco?
It has been such a wonderful experience, not just for me, but also the amputees that I represent, because it has allowed the door to be opened for them to raise more awareness and show people that these amputees are incredible and the things that they can accomplish is so inspiring. And like I said, it allows you to say, you know, okay, I may not have a physical disability like some of the amputees, but everybody has a challenge. And it allows you to say, okay, if they can do that, then I can get over the challenge that I'm facing.
Yeah, I think that's a good message to convey in any community, really, because sometimes it's easy for us to get into a little bit of a pity party or down on ourselves when we're having a hard time. And when you realize that there are people out there that have things that may seem to be stacked against them in a way that you don't, you kind of get over yourself real fast and realize that I really don't have a good excuse here. I just need to get back in the saddle and get after it.
Yes. And that's the other thing. You know, I was talking to you earlier off air about 22 Kill and how that organization has been set up to help our veterans who come back with PTSD, and 22 veterans commit suicide every day. And so every single day. And that is without two states reporting. So it's probably more than that. I think it's only with 25, well, two major states reporting. California and Texas is not required to report veterans' deaths. And so 22 a day is only with 25 states reporting. So that organization has been wonderful, because a lot of the military guys, they come back and they're trained to be very tough. And so if they come out and say, I have depression, or I'm having thoughts of suicide, or I'm having a hard time adjusting, they hold it inside and they feel like if they come out, it shows a sign of weakness.
Right.
And so they'd rather take their lives, because they see that as more honorable than admitting that there's something going on.
So that's a good, good transition. Is there an office or a place for veterans to go to get that kind of help in Frisco?
I haven't heard of a place in Frisco, but I always keep my door open or on my Facebook, and they can always contact me or 22 Kill on Facebook. They have Instagram. They have all of that. If there is somebody out there that's listening, they can always contact me on my Facebook, In the Know with Mrs. Frisco.
Okay. And you'll put them in touch.
And I'll put them in touch with the people that they need. And there's several organizations. There's 22 Kill, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Carry the Load.
What made you get involved with that particular organization?
That's an interesting segue, because when I first started running for Mrs. Frisco or pursuing Mrs. Texas, I wanted to raise awareness for children that are amputees. And then when I started doing more and more events, I started realizing, hey, there's a lot of people out there that need our help. And a lot of amputees are military veterans. Mm-hmm. And so I just was able to make a connection through some of these veterans.
Okay. That's a logical connection.
And they said, okay, well, you need to get in touch with Jimmy Mack from 22 Kill and all these people that are really out there trying to not raise awareness that there's 22 veterans that commit suicide, but we're trying to save 22 veterans a day.
Very good. Coming back to your role and your title as Mrs. Frisco, what are the, first of all, if somebody wanted to have you come out to an event, what types of things do you normally go to? And then tell us a little bit about what's the best way for them to reach out to you.
I can do pretty much anything. I can MC, I can go sign autographs, take photos. I'm pretty open when I go to an event. Okay. I usually go up to the event coordinator and I just tell them, hey, let me know what you want to do. It might be something as simple as collecting money as people are coming in the door, handing out raffle tickets, or like I said, taking photos, or sometimes presenting awards, speaking at events about my platform Equipped for Success.
Okay, so if people are interested in having you come out,
yes.
How should they reach you?
They can reach me on my Facebook, and it's In the Know with Mrs. Frisco.
Okay, I like that.
Yes, and I do have a website in the making. It's going to be www.equipforsuccess.info. And so that's in the process. It's not up yet. If you go to that, you will get a under construction.
When do you expect that to launch?
Very soon.
Very soon?
Okay. So I wish I had a time frame within the next month.
We'll be sure to, we'll link this up in the show notes for your Facebook page, Twitter. Are you on any of the other platforms or is it mostly
I
just
Facebook?
I have
everything. I have Facebook. I have Instagram. I have Twitter.
Okay.
So if you go onto Facebook, it's kind of a long name, but I know you're going to...
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes for everybody.
You're going to do that. But on Instagram, you can reach me at Mrs., which is MRS underscore Frisco TX.
Okay.
And then on Twitter, I am at Mrs. underscore Frisco TX.
Okay.
So pretty much the
Good
same.
Deal. We'll make sure all of those accounts are accounted for.
Thank you.
And then we'll probably go ahead and drop a link to the new website so that when it does go live, it's already out there and people can find it. And
great.
We'll just let
I appreciate
them know.
That.
Yeah, it's under construction for a little while longer, but hopefully it'll be live soon.
Yeah. So my number one goal is just to reach out to people, educate them, help connect them to the resources that they need to be successful. It doesn't matter. They don't have to be an amputee because I have several connections with all different types of organizations to help them.
I've got one last question, so we'll close out on this. Is the role and the activities that you do, are they voluntary or do people normally compensate you for coming out? And I just want to set that expectation so if people are reaching out, they know kind of what makes the most sense.
Everything is voluntary.
Okay.
I've gone to events as Mrs. Frisco and I've paid admission to get in.
Oh, really?
So, because usually it goes to a charity.
Right.
So I'm, you know, that's, even if it didn't, I'm okay with that. But there's never any strings attached or anything. I just want to go out there and help.
Okay. That's very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having
me. Again, we'll link everything up. Yeah, this is fun. Maybe we'll have you back once in a while and kind of update us on some of the things that are going on around.
That'd be great.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Before we go, I lied. We're going to close out on this one.
Okay, great.
We want to support you in your bid for Mrs. Texas.
Thank you.
What can we do? How can we get people in Frisco to help out to support you?
Well, if there's any businesses that would like to sponsor me, what you can do is you can contact me through my Facebook page on In the Know with Mrs. Frisco. And what you will get, I will contact you with the pageant director to purchase an ad for the program. And you will get, obviously, an ad in the program. And then any money that you donate will go to help Mrs. Texas with her expenses to go on to the Mrs. International pageant.
Okay. But we don't get to go out and cast votes or do anything?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
When it gets closer to Mrs. Texas, which it should be around March, you can go out to Mrs. Texas International website. And I think it's MrsTexasInternational.com. And you can vote for your favorite contestant.
Okay. And that actually would help you win.
That helps you win fan favorite.
Okay.
But there's nothing really you can do to help me win.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yes. That is all on me.
All right. Well,
yes.
I'm sure you will do a fine job this
Thank
year.
Thank you so much.
But we're going to make sure we keep pushing on this for everybody so they go
Thank
out there
you.
And vote for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Do everything we can.
Great.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.